The slingshot, I got no idea where the hell it's going. The gun, the t-shirt gun is a lot easier, even though it's not the most accurate.
So how does that work? Because I see you guys sitting on top of the dugout, like, pressing a button. Does it,
yeah,
like,
so it
up?
Just, you just fill it with CO2, and you just, like, looking at.
Oh, okay.
If you fill it go farther?
Oh, the gun is fucking so fun.
Can you
get
to the upper deck?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're not allowed to do that, though. Yeah, like, we can't.
What happens if you fill it with max CO2?
It would go out of the stadium. Nuh-uh. It would 100%. They go so, like, it shoots. So, it's got, they got kickback.
Wait, when you're filling it up, can you see a bar? Rising?
Yeah. So we have like, there's like a little gauge, and like, it goes like, it's 0 to 100, and we fill it to like 20, and they go really high.
Crack open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
Greetings and welcome to the Pine Room Podcast, bringing you episode number 112.
112.
From our beautiful downtown studio in Wheeling. This is Chris behind the mic steering the ship today, and I'm joined to my left by the very honorable and distinguished Jeff Doyle. To my right is the Energizer Bunny Soup, and to his right is the baseball-obsessed Jared Delbert. So, guys, it's great to be here with you guys today on a beautiful Tuesday.
Yeah, facts. Happy Tuesday.
Everybody good?
Yeah. That's a great introduction, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, that's pretty good.
Well, that was really good.
Well, I had to follow your big footsteps. You fill your big shoes after. Which one did you do?
111.
Yeah, so we had a break last week.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So, anyway,
good. Any exciting news in your guys' life?
Well, the weekend was good. I wanted to bring that up because only Jeff and I were able to attend the opening of the Pine Room.
Mm.
We had that Saturday, and a lot of positives. The only negative that I could take away from that evening, that day and evening, was the Mountaineers losing.
Yeah, that was rough, man.
I would agree.
They went to war, though.
Oh, they did. They really did. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We had beautiful weather for the Pine Room. And
it was picture perfect.
It was
absolutely ridiculous. Like, it got to the point where it was so beautiful during the day, and then once that sun went down, you had to go get maybe a long sleeve tea.
Oh, the best.
Yeah. I can't lie. I had a little bit of a tear in my eye when I called my dad on Saturday. I was at PNC Park, and which, again, I have to say, that was an unbelievable day.
Was that Rowdy?
I can only imagine.
Rowdy Tellez, we'll hit this real quick, that it was He was the probably the most hated man in Pittsburgh for a long time, and the other Saturday hit a home run and an RBI, two RBI single, and the place literally, you would have thought that it was Shohei Ohtani. Mm-hmm. The way that people were chanting Rowdy, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
Huh.
I'll be honest, like, it was so fucking cool. Everybody just Rowdy. Rowdy,
what
Rowdy.
What do you think that place will sound like in October if we make the playoffs?
Oh,
and he's
I hope you're able to have that conversation.
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah. One day.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, anyway, that I had a little bit of tear in my eye when I called my dad, and I heard you guys in the back laughing, and he said that Jeff had a stogie, and
I did.
The music was starting.
Well, and that was the first time I've ever done that. See, we basically had the older guys.
Jubber was the young buck.
Made an appearance. Yeah, but the other guys, Brad and Tom, they're a little bit older, and so it was the older crowd. But we had a fantastic time. And that's the first time I ever played a role of a DJ too.
Yeah, that's right. And I applaud. Everybody, he said it. My dad said you guys didn't even get food, right?
He had the
hot dogs and snacks.
We didn't need that. We were on an alcohol diet. Ah,
good.
We got it done.
Good. That makes me happy.
Yeah. I think he did have the hot dog thing.
Yeah, the hot dogs and snacks.
And I never even went over to the kitchen area because I just brought my beer and it sat it over by me, and I had that, and your dad poured me a couple of new and improved Pine Room lagers. They were ice cold.
Real quick, I don't know if we've even said it on the show yet. Do you know if we have Super Ron?
Actually, I don't think so.
Pine Room Lager 2 is officially available.
Yes.
It's officially available again. Well, I guess not again, because I guess it's technically a new beer. Would you say I haven't had one yet?
I haven't had one yet. And that's embarrassing.
It was fine with me. It was ice cold. Did you say you had a lot?
Okay, not a lot, but I've definitely done my fair share.
But that was my first two of the Pine Room Lager Part 2.
Yes. Yeah.
And I liked it.
Yes. Officially available around the state of West Virginia and select grocery stores and gas stations. So.
It's exciting that it's back.
And you guys know what it's like in the Pine Room. And again, when Jeff said that about the picture perfect weather, and it got cool enough to build get a fire going. But we didn't have any bugs. The sun wasn't beating down. If we could have the Pine Room like that throughout the whole season when football starts.
I was just going to say, Chris, and it probably made it even better that there was no football on for you.
How'd you know I was going to say that? I was going to say the best thing, well, maybe not the best, but I enjoyed not watching any football.
Hey, college baseball.
We were going to college baseball.
The Buccos.
The Buccos were first.
And then we had actually the Belmont.
We
had the hockey game. College baseball, Major League Baseball. It was like a diverse.
I just got chills right now.
The NHL game. Yeah.
I just got some chills.
Yeah.
Wait, was that game? Honeycutt led off with the home run, right?
Yes.
First pitch, wasn't it?
Isn't that the last pitch of the game? He hits a home run. The first pitch of the next game, he hits a home run. Yes. He's ranked like he's pretty much the He's pretty much the reason that the Mountaineers lost that.
And I got to give a ton of credit to Randy Mazey and his staff and those kids, because I thought after that loss Friday night that they would get shellacked on Saturday.
And they never did.
I mean, they battled to the very end.
And I think it's definitely been established now that West Virginia is a national contender now.
I hope they can keep that. Is their assistant taking over?
Yes, Coach Sabins.
Okay.
Coach Sabins, who was the third base coach, he's taken over. And if you haven't listened to Coach Dell's Dugout Talk, Episode 2, we actually went down to Morgantown, got to tour the facilities with Coach Mazey. He was just – you'd have thought that we knew him for years, or like I played for him. He is honestly one of the nicest, like down-to-earth guys I've ever met. And he took us around the facility like we were part of the team.
That's awesome.
It was the coolest thing, and he – he's a really, really good dude, and definitely college baseball will miss him for sure.
What's huge for WVU, though, is just, like, especially as a fan, they won't miss a beat now because someone from the program
makes it nice.
Because Mazey's, as they've been recruiting, he's probably been saying, like, look, this is your guy when I leave. Mm-hmm. So if they commit, they know what they're getting themselves into, so they shouldn't lose any commits. The fact that they just made the regional one of the top 16 teams in the country, they should be getting more recruits now.
Oh, absolutely.
So, man, I hope they're back at
it. Yeah, and Coach Sabins, we talked to him, too. They're going to be just fine with him.
And how Solid long was, dude. Was Randy Mazey the head coach?
12 years.
Yes.
12 years. And 12 I didn't years, know, yep. like, I thought he was in his 60s. He was, what, 58?
Yeah, he's not that old.
He just wanted to spend time with his
son. Yeah, and his son's going to be a senior, I believe, this year at Morgantown. Okay. He's committed to WVU, so he's going to go play there.
Okay.
But he was, I believe he was an assistant at Clemson before. He's actually been to Omaha a couple times,
oh, that's sweet.
I believe. So he's been around the game, and he's just an awesome dude. So go listen to Coach Dell's Dugout Talk.
If you'd have seen the Pine Room that night when closer to the end of the game, like that ninth inning, man, I tell you what, it got a little raucous there, man. Yeah. We were going crazy because we were rooting our asses off. By that time, full disclosure, I think Chris maybe had a buzz. He was the only one in the Pine Room that had a buzz.
Let me say this: things are rolling right along. You're just minding your business. You're talking to your buddies. You're watching the games, commenting on the games, and all of a sudden, someone puts a shot in front of you.
I
think it's somebody that lives across the street. I don't want to name names.
I don't know who in the fuck that guy
I've
is.
I've heard that there's a guy. He's like a bandit. He comes, he gives shots away, and then he's gone.
That's it.
Yeah. And I think
I don't know
that,
who it could be.
I think he did that twice. But I will say that unnamed guy, they were very delicious. They were ice, so he must have had it stored in the freezer.
Yeah, he did. What kind of shots?
The only thing I had ice cold was Crown Apple. So, but here's the deal. Okay. It was all right. It was a little while, but I mean, the bottle literally went, by the time I brought it over, it had probably like an inch of ice on it. Like it was, it was cold.
No, it was good. Now, did George take shots?
He sure did.
I think that's why he felt so bad on Sunday. And you guys, when I think you asked about if we had food there, and the only reason, I never made it to the kitchen, but the one way I knew that we had food is George came back from over there and he had mustard that all is over awesome. His chin.
Well, and you guys
all over, not turned, just a spot.
You had the Three Stooges on, right? That was another program that came
too.
On.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, we had that his favorite episode, Disorder in the Court. So we had a lot of laughs.
Good.
See, and that broke up the sport.
Yeah, he said that. My dad said that there was kind of a break in between the games, so you just turned on the Three Stooges and
yeah. Somebody had the balls to say that that's the first time that there was court held in the Pine Room.
No,
lies. And I said. No, it's bullshit.
Absolutely
that's
not.
Yes.
Yeah. And
actually, I think it may not throw his ass underneath the bus. I want to say it was Ace, and Ace was one of the lawyers.
Yeah, he was. He was. Yeah, he was Nick's lawyer.
Yeah. So, I mean,
he was Nick's.
I'm falling apart.
Nick was found guilty that day, correct?
He was found guilty.
Okay. What was that trial?
Wait, no. Nick was found not guilty.
You know what? That's right. That's right.
Sammy was a juror.
That's right. I forgot about that. That is true.
Yeah. I don't think we even that was like before we even did any of this.
Yeah.
This was like. Well, oh, wait, our stupid antics even before
but
we
if we had
anything.
That on video.
Oh my gosh! So I think the trial to bring everybody into context, we actually had a court hearing in the actual Pine Room one day between Nick and Luke.
Yes,
ended in
freshman. I was there, but what was the context?
It was cock blocking, right?
It was cock blocking, and the fact of the matter, they had an assembly at Wheeling Park High, and they were seating grades together. Luke wanted to sit with his girlfriend. His girlfriend started walking with him. He walked past a guy by the name of Nick Nardone, and he shot him the fuck down.
And it was
somehow
because
Nick somehow got let free.
It was because Luke's girlfriend was a year younger than him, right?
Yes.
And then Luke wanted to sit with a younger grade. Nick says, "No, sir, you got to go sit with your grade."
Somehow Nick was
and
innocent.
I don't know. I don't remember how Nick was found not guilty.
Who else was on the jury with Sammy?
I think it was Sammy.
I can't remember.
I don't remember who else was on the jury. Sammy because Sammy made the announcement.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, Sammy made the announcement. It was like, we have found... You know what? Let me see if I can find the video real quick.
Who represented Nick?
Ace was... And I don't know who was Jubb? Was Jubb Luke's lawyer? I think Luke's lawyer.
Jubb, yes. Man, I'll be honest with you. That's a little bit of a fog now that we're talking.
Is that Ace is 1-0?
I had some a little video of this, and I'm going to see if I can find it, because I know that Sammy was the one that stood up with a piece of paper and... She flipped it around and it just said not guilty on it.
Here's the reason what I'm drawing a blank on. I want to say, not that Sammy hasn't been up there, but I want to say that it was people that were on the jury that aren't up there all the time.
Yeah. So because they were out of the situation. They were unbiased.
Yes.
Will Jubb have that pizza machine back up there again this year, Jared?
They just fired the pizza oven up the other day.
Sunday, your dad said.
Yeah.
Wow, that pizza was so good. Yeah. Remember, we could make our own pizza.
Well, and Jubb had
you sound like, you sound like a little kid.
Jubb broke it.
He fucked up the pizza.
That's
and then
right. It looked like a medicine ball. He took the pizza machine and just
no, he took the pan and he threw it in the ground and it stuck. It stuck in the dirt and Greek said, "Well, pizza's done.
Pizza's done." While you're talking about that, going back to the DJ, it was an all female night, right?
Well, I started out with an Eddie Money song, and then for whatever reason, I just hit with the 90s chicks.
I tell you what, there was some good music being played, man.
I tried, but when you got Jubb playing it a lot, and you got Matt Watson playing.
Oh, dude, they do a good job.
Yeah,
they do a
good job. I agree. You got standards to live up to, and then my phone died. And I don't know if we kept.
Actually, then Jubb took over, and then the speaker died.
Matt and Jubb strangely don't miss a beat. Like they there's just good music on the entire time.
But,
genres too.
Yeah. I found the video, November 20th of 2021.
Three.
Yes, Jesus. We had the right party. Champ was the bailiff.
Oh, God.
Champ was the bailiff. Let me see if I can find the end of the video if it loads for me. And speaking of Jubb, We got to get him on next week because Jubb pretty much died over the weekend.
He said he was in the hospital today on the radio.
Crazy, yeah, man. Yeah. Jubb had a rough weekend. He died for about a second, and he's not actually, but he had a rough day. He's fine now. He's fine. He'll have to come and tell the story. He just had a pretty bad allergic reaction to something, and it was pretty scary. I didn't know. I had no idea because I was in Pittsburgh, and I wake up to text that Jubb, and a good thing that he had sent it. Jubb texted, he's in the hospital right now. That like he was like, he's fine. But
yeah, your dad said it was pretty goddamn scary.
Yeah, he said my dad said that it wasn't good, and that God bless Hannah. Hannah was the hero. EpiPen to the leg.
Wow.
And
what was the allergic reaction to?
Don't know yet. And it's been going on for years. And I think we're going to.
Enough's enough.
Time to get out of Dodge.
Yeah, he's going to get out of Wheeling and go somewhere to try to see it. And that's
the worst episode he's had, right?
Yes, that was the worst one. And he had one again when Hannah was around that she was there for. So twice, the two times that it's been really, really bad that she's been there, she's been like scarred from it. So
it's crazy.
Thinking it's maybe they did have this is so funny. They were going to make a candy salad together the other night, but instead they made a chicken nugget salad.
Ooh.
And went to a bunch of different places in the city to get chicken nuggets, Wendy's, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Burger King,
oh, wow.
And put it all in a big bucket and then mix it all up and sauce it up. It was a hell of a setup. So we're thinking maybe it could have been something if it was fried in the meat. I don't know.
Okay.
But man, how are they going to pinpoint?
No, you know what's crazy about that, Jared, and you saying him getting out of Wheeling to go check Sammy's best friend. What is happening to Jubb right now sounds identical to what her story she tells. It ended up being something like that is almost in everything. Like 90, wow. She has to be so careful. Like she reads everything now that she has to eat. It's like something with gluten. She can't eat something that's in a lot of our drinks.
So man. What year, like what, how later on in life did it hit her?
She ate it like it was all the way up through college, I think.
And then
like
started late, having the reactions?
Yeah, I think it was like that sophomore or junior of college.
See, that is weird to
and
me.
It sounds just
isn't
like
it
Jubb.
Amazing
it
how your body's
like weird?
Your bodies are just so fucking weird.
Yeah, but awesome.
Yes, like
weird,
they are.
Weird at the same time.
Hey, so I found, I did find the end of this video where.
How do you find a second degree cock blocking against Mr. Nardone? How does the jury find?
We found him not guilty.
that's Chris booing, I think.
No,
Nick fell to the ground. So I still don't know how he was found not guilty.
But I think there was some scratching.
There had to be.
I think there was some
Sammy
scratching
was given some money under the table.
Was Nick going to go to jail if he was found guilty?
He was
going to
be banned from the Pine Room for a couple
weeks.
Yeah,
I think it might have been a week ban.
Yeah.
Which for him, that's like an eternity.
Oh, God. I'll be honest. He was bummed about Saturday.
Yeah.
He was absolutely bummed.
I think a lot of guys were. When, to go back to that. I think this is by far the earliest we've ever opened the Pine Room. For sure.
Yeah,
I mean, it's what, June?
That was
today's June 11th, so
it was
June 9th or June
8th.
8th. Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't have had a better day. Again,
yeah,
we,
that's
we,
good.
We said that.
And it's, my dad's been out there the past couple nights, so we're starting early this year.
Yeah because when I
which
got,
we, I tell you what's good though, because we had a few we lacked a lot last year just because we had so much shit going on, but we're gonna make up for it,
because actually we talked about that. I want to say that our last Pine Room for football season was like close to Halloween.
Oh, I think so, because it was definitely before Christmas or probably before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we had no Christmas parties.
And
this year,
and we didn't watch any. It's too late in the year. We didn't watch any playoff games.
No, mm-mm.
There were so many weddings and so many different things going on. Mm-hmm.
Makes it tough.
Life gets hectic.
Life does get hectic.
Jer, what's the Pine Room like on a random Tuesday when the Buccos are in the playoffs?
Oh man,
is it the best?
Oh well, that honestly is the reason that the Pine Room started. Mm-hmm. It was because the Pirates were in the playoffs, and my dad and I would go out literally every night that they played. When we just had a TV on a picnic bench, and it was one TV, and me and him would go out and watch every single game there when they were good in 13, and then when they made the playoffs, it was kind of like the first big like bash with the Cueto game.
That was
history. Was the Cueto game, and then.
Russell Martin hit a
Russell Martin homer. Yeah, the Russell Martin homer.
So
and,
Soup, once again, hopefully in October we're chilling.
Oh, dude, Jesus.
I would go nuts.
I literally say it all the time. I don't think I could handle it. If the Pirates made the World Series, I don't think I could handle it. I legitimately think I would throw up. I would throw up or have a heart attack or die just somehow. I could not handle it.
You know what? Especially with baseball. I mean, I mean, so much rides on every flipping pitch.
Everything.
And you know, got a 1-2 count, and there's two guys on, and your pitcher throws what appears to be strike three, and it's a ball, and then you're screaming every pitch.
One bad call. Yeah. Something. Oh man, it makes me nervous thinking about it.
Fingers crossed, fellas.
Yeah. So let's go. Bucks.
Do we have Skeens tonight?
Skeens tonight. Good. Tuesday night in St. Louis. Yeah,
so we're not running over tonight. We're getting home.
We're getting home for the Buccos.
Did you see what happened to Jared Jones and that foul ball they didn't call?
Yeah, that bullshit.
I was explaining that to your dad last night. He never saw it.
Jared Jones was struggling in the first inning. First inning, we're already down. We're already down 2-0. And if this doesn't happen, I think we end up winning the game. But anyway, we're down 2-0, runner on third. Batter swings, it fouls off his hands, but it looks like it goes off the catcher's glove. The ball literally shoots 20 feet to the right. The umpire doesn't call anything. They call it a pass ball. Runner scores. They can't review it.
It clearly hit the bat. Yeah, and they ended up going, we ended up tying the game 4-4, but it should have been 4-3 and go to extra innings, and then our incredible reliever Ben Heller comes out of the pen.
Dude, he is so bad.
He's gone. He's gone. He's 49. He's, so he's gone.
Oh, he left the Pirates for the 49.
49.5 ERA. Right. I was looking at his stats today.
I mean, he comes to the mound with a gas can.
I'm sorry, Chris. No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I know you guys can't answer this, but when the Rules Committee got together and they're sitting in the room, how in the fuck can they identify some things that are going to be reviewed and then something fucking like that can't be reviewed? That makes no sense.
That's the thing. If you have replay review, what's the point of
why can't we review everything, right?
It makes no sense.
Did you see the play?
I did not. Actually, okay. I got in late. I was doing some yard work, and I came in, and I seen we were already down.
Okay, so yeah. So the pitch was inside. It looked like it was a fastball. I couldn't. But it rode inside, and Henry Davis goes to reach for it, and that guy kind of was starting to swing. I don't know if he checked it, but there's no way that ball would have caromed the way it did off of his glove.
Yeah. It went way over.
Four guys missed it. And really the thing that made me, not mad, but I don't understand why the fuck Shelton didn't just go ballistic on those guys.
I saw a lot of tweets about that.
I think Shelton knew that he's not going to win the argument. So it's
that's the thing. I still think you got to protect your guys.
Just go out there and light a fire. I mean, they were down 3-0. Yeah. I mean, that was a bullshit call.
You know, I was thinking about this afterwards. Henry Davis. Now, is it possible the ball can hit off his glove and go to the right? Yes. Not as far as it went. Henry Davis can't go chase that ball like that when he knows it didn't hit off his glove.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to reach back and ask for, like, a foul ball.
And then did you see – were you watching it?
Yes.
And then, I don't know, the announcers were saying, did you see then between innings and Shelton was talking to him, and I think Joe Block said, well, maybe he's just having a discussion with him, like, maybe telling Henry Davis if he knows that was foul, like – to react more,
like not even chase the ball or something.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, but I just thought that was bad. And why can't you review that?
I don't get it. Honestly, that makes no sense.
I would love for it to hear the rationale on what they choose and what they don't choose. And I agree with you, Jared. If you have the capability, fucking everything.
It's like back to when he didn't have it. I don't know. Yeah, I was looking at Ben Heller's stats real quick. His 2 innings pitch. 9 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned runs, 1 home run, 1 walk, 4 hit by pitches. 49.5.
2 innings, how many hits?
2 innings, 12 hits.
That's like batting practice.
You guys are more baseball guys than me. Like, do you think there was a point made that day from Shelton? Because I got to the point where I kind of felt bad for the dude, if you want to know the truth.
It was like you didn't know if he was going to get out of it.
Do you think the manager was making a point?
I think at that point they were out.
They fucked up. They didn't have an extra relief.
I know. Yeah. Well, the day before, they used Bednar when it was 4-0, which, I don't know.
Why couldn't Chapman pitch a little bit more?
I don't know.
He's a whole nother situation right now, Chapman. Yeah.
They got to go out and get somebody. They got to get another bullpen arm, and they got to get another bat if they want to compete.
Not just some guy that's laying on top of the
trash. No, they got to get somebody that's going to be competitive.
They just signed some infielder that's bat.
Yeah, Nico Goodrum. He's hitting like 105. Or yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think they probably just signed him so they could get rid of Ben Heller. Well, I think that was like the corresponding move.
Well, and I think too, they said, from what I read, if if I'm not mistaken, that if Heller struck that guy out to end that inning, but if he would have given up another hit, a position guy was pitching.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I don't know who it would have been, but I think they were. That's
that, because because at that point it was like, well, I mean, they're going to lose anyway, you know, as well not use an arm. But let's go Bucks.
Let's go Bucks.
Let's go Bucks.
Yeah. Hey, I got
Chris, what do you got for us?
Actually, real quick, if you don't mind, and I'm sorry because I don't want to interrupt your time. Just real quick, I wanted to follow up from one of our things from 111, and I think you were the only one here for 111. You guys weren't.
Yeah, I was not.
We talked about the national anthem, and we talked about how I know you guys were taught it, actually probably even younger from your parents, but how important it is to stand attention to the Pledge of the national anthem. Excuse me, the Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem. We had that too.
Yeah.
But we were talking about sports events and stuff like that, and we were talking about how much that pisses us off on when people don't respect it. Not going to throw any teams underneath the bus, but we're talking about two Legion baseball teams. Come out to the field, and if you'd have seen the one team, the way that they were acting during the national anthem, jeez. I'm not gonna lie, like it took everything for me not to like say something in the dugout. Man. There was so much snickering. They were going back and forth to each other. They weren't standing still. Like quote,
that should never happen.
And to boot, I could maybe chalk it up if you were in a high school. We're talking about Legion baseball, man. Yeah. So I just wanted to follow up. I'm sorry it's I took ridiculous. A little spot. No, it's just fucking dumb.
It is. And for the rest of my life, I will not I will stand attention to the national anthem, not move till the last note is sung. So if they ever make the state or the regional tournament, they better watch out.
We actually talked about that. Yeah, we
talked about that. You actually get removed from the tournament. Uh-huh. Like, if you don't follow, you were talked about.
Not that you would be a jackass.
No. I was playing with my fingers behind my back. Like, I'm swaying, like, getting excited, and, like, you got your warning. Well, like, you do it again, you're gone.
And I would probably be guilty of that, too. I just know when I'm in church, I'm always swaying back and forth.
So there's none of that.
Even at the basketball games when we'll do the national anthem, I'll stand there and I sway back and forth. Yeah. So, I mean, I can see.
I'm fine with swaying, but talking, snickering, fucking around on the line and stuff like that. And once again, not here to throw the team on it. I'm just really shell-shocked of the coach.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Jeff.
And actually, we'll talk more off-air about it because he's really not the coach because he's not allowed to be the coach. But it's one of those situations. But the moral of the story is I just can't. And they're coming from an area at the end of the day that I would have to assume is very pro-flag, very pro that
one of my favorite 100%. One of my favorite things about the national anthem and just the fact that we get to play all these different sports in America, and then like you get to give thanks, like, you know what
100%,
I mean, like,
man,
like all the people that have fought for us.
Yeah, they wouldn't be there playing the game.
Yeah, we would not be anywhere close to a field if it wasn't for the people before us. So it's like just for a minute and a half,
exactly.
Thanks, it's the coolest thing, right?
It's 100%
it is,
thing.
And I think, and I remember announcing a couple of Legion games before, up at 470, and it was during the tournament. It might have been after you guys played, but just seeing all the teams lined up on the baselines, mm-hmm. you got the nice flagpole out there with a flag waving, and it was really cool, and everybody, at least from what I remember, with you know, was reverent, and they paid attention, and there was none of that shit that you saw. That's infuriating.
It bothers me, man. It really does bother me.
No, it's like it you is said, very...
Sue, a minute and a half of your life,
yeah.
you can't shut the fuck up? I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? That's just, it's absurd. But
well, it was like a 3-minute time of your life when he played that thing at pickleball.
Wow, you remember that?
The national anthem.
Adele gave me one job, said find the...
He gave you so much shit for that.
Find the national anthem and play it on your phone. I was like, I got this. Like,
it was, who was it?
Stapleton.
Yeah, it was Christy.
It was 3.5 minutes.
I remember that. My dad gave you so much shit for that.
Oh, Soup, that was funny.
That was funny as hell.
I could not believe
it. I was there. It was funny as hell.
I was like, when's this going
to
end?
In the back of my mind, I was like, when I was trying to Spotify or YouTube, I was like, just find one that's a good length. And I'm like, I'm Googling like national anthem. And I just clicked the first one and it was so long.
Yeah. It pickleball. We had at our Blazing Paddles pickleball last year I think it was off that big speaker, right?
Yeah.
Because you were on the speaker playing music.
Yeah.
Exactly, and right. and he Soup grabbed it. The
Stapleton's is the like auction. 3 minutes.
Was that the played one Chris from Stapleton the national anthem
from the football from the Super Bowl?
It was. I think it definitely was.
I was like,
actually, I forgot all about that. That was some funny shit. Everybody's just looking around like,
Man. Okay. All right. Can we play yet?
Yeah, pickleball starting a little bit late.
Yeah.
God damn, that was long, but that was funny. But yeah, I knew he got a lot of shit for that.
His Star Spangled Banner was 2 minutes and 1 second. It felt way longer
it
than
did.
That.
Yeah, right. It did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It did seem 3 minutes. But
well, I guess, well, how long? I want to see what, like, if you, the default one, see how long this is. Like, on Spotify, the one.
I'm
like,
going to say 118.
Okay, let's see.
What's that? 118 what?
118. Minute and 18 seconds.
So this one, the 1 minute, 23 seconds.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
I was looking for that one.
So, I mean, I guess, relatively, that's, what, 40 more seconds?
I guess if
you're standing there for 40 seconds still,
40 seconds,
that's a long,
like, it is a long time.
4 minutes. But do you guys like when people like do like they make the anthem like their own version of it?
Like they do the
way they sing it, and I don't know how to explain music.
Yeah, I like a little twist, but let's just say keep it to how it was written.
Like, yeah. Like the Fergie version.
That was crazy.
That's got to be, game. Has to be the worst
horrible.
Ever. You remember
I
that,
hope
Chris?
She was drunk. I hope she
I don't
was
know
drunk.
If I remember that or not.
When, but, I think it was, I don't know, I think it was the All-Star game. I think it was the NBA All-Star game, yep, exactly, and Fergie performed the national anthem and just absolute butcher.
It's Chris, I mean, that's your assignment tonight. You got to Google that tonight.
And you can, and Fergie, they show the cameras. Yeah, I mean, like Steph Curry's sitting there laughing.
Oh,
at
her,
I
remember that. At
like
remember
he's
that.
Like he's trying to hold back his laughter. I forget who else. I think maybe LeBron was on there laughing too. Like, and it's so bad, but I would have been laughing too. 100%, I would have been laughing.
But do you think that was like she was drunk, or she really thought that was going to be a great?
I wonder if she's ever spoke on that. Said
she got ripped. I mean, they're still memes today.
No way she was drunk.
What about the Carl Lewis one?
Yeah, that was bad too.
Wow. What was that one?
Ooh, that
Carl
was bad.
Lewis sang the national anthem at a Lakers game. It is one of the funniest.
Yeah, that was
when
bad.
He missed that note. And he says, "Uh oh."
Yeah.
Oh,
my bad.
Wait, didn't someone have a really bad one at a hockey game too?
I don't remember that.
That's when Charlie Steiner laughed till he cried. Is this Carl Lewis?
What?
Uh-oh. My bad.
I think it's just...
Wait, so he went... Oh, no, never... Okay, I thought he... They just cut it. I thought he went from
no,
like
I think
the first
he, I think
verse,
got,
like
been
the middle
cooler
one.
If he did though. Yeah, that would have been really cool.
Uh-oh.
Would you guys rather? Okay, I got a situation for you. Let's just say you lose a bet and you have to do one of these two things. You have to either go sing the national anthem at an NFL game, or you have to go do 2 minutes worth of lines at a Broadway show. You have to go do one of these in front of these crowds.
Probably Broadway.
I think so.
Yeah, because there's less people, not
less
really,
cameras.
Yeah, definitely.
And nobody knows what you have to say.
Yeah,
like if you
that's
fuck
right.
up the line, nobody knows that. You
yeah,
fuck up the national anthem.
Yeah, you could just kind of like bullshit it.
Mm-hmm. If you had to go do the national anthem
at
the
50-yard line,
you'd be everywhere on every social media by.
It's funny
because
like
Paul
sweating
at PNC. Sometimes I have to go take the microphones out with the national anthem groups. So if we have a big group, we'll take the go along the warning track, and then we'll go out to center field with the microphones. And I always think like, what if all of the groups, they just got sick or they just all passed out and fell right on the ground? They're like, hey, you're out here, you got to sing. And I'm like,
yeah, I mean, what would
I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could.
Would
do
you?
It.
Would oh, you no, know? Dude. Would you see? I think that I mean, I would. I could sing it terribly, but I just wonder if I would remember all the lyrics.
I think I would be scared
with the group.
Like,
I think
like
okay,
I know. Yeah, if I had a group, I think by myself, I would I'd be thinking about fucking up too much, and then I would just like. Because, like, in my mind, like, all like if I hear the national anthem, I know the words. But, like, if I got to sing by myself, I think I'd be
game.
A little. Yeah, and when I'm, like, when you're out there in the middle of the field and you got
totally different
30,000 people looking at you, it's like, oh, shit.
Thanks
I got booed.
No,
I'll tell a quick funny story real quick. Again, from my job, we have these slingshots that we shoot T-shirts with. And it was the first time that I had got assigned to do it. And of all days, it was Paul Skeens' first game at PNC Park. It was his debut. And I go out to left field, and we're getting ready. I'm like, guys, I don't know why you're making me shoot. I've never done this before. And I load up the first couple. The first couple were okay. And then the next three just right onto the warning track. Mm-hmm. And I fucking got booed. I got booed.
Oh, yeah, I got booed so bad.
By the left field bleachers?
And it was packed. I mean, there wasn't one seat empty. Yeah. It was not one
inch. I wonder if we can find that on camera anywhere.
Probably somewhere. And there was not one inch of bleacher awesome. Available because it was Skeens Day. And of course, I was the one that had to shoot. Yeah. I got booed so bad.
You didn't happen to hear like anybody yell like, "Hey, you suck!"
Oh, you suck! Like, give us a fucking t-shirt or like, give us a goddamn t-shirt. You missed us. I missed everybody.
Yeah. What did you shrug your shoulders?
I just started laughing. I was like, I don't care. It was hilarious. And I said, I haven't done it since. So
here's the dirty question: myself. When you're looking in the crowd, Mr. Jared Delbrook, are you looking for the little kid that, man, you're going to make their day? Or are you looking for the hot chick to try to get a t-shirt?
Both. Okay, fine. Both. Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, with the slingshot, I got no idea where the hell it's going. The gun, the t-shirt gun is a lot easier, even though it's not the most accurate.
So how does that work? Because I see you guys sitting on top of the dugout, like, pressing a button. Does it just
fill it with CO2 and you just like
Does that go farther?
The gun is fucking
can you
so
get to
fun.
The upper deck?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're not allowed to do that though. Yeah,
why?
We can't.
What happens if you fill it with max CO2?
It would go out of the stadium.
Nah.
It would 100%. They go so, like it shoots. So it's got, they got kickback.
Wait, when you're filling it up, can you see a bar?
Yeah. So we have like there's like a little gauge and like. It goes like it's 0 to I think 100 and we fill it to like 20 and they go really high. Like 20 to like 30, 40 is like the max.
What's the highest you've seen that thing go?
Oh, there's some like I mean we've had a few people shoot them in the upper deck.
I've seen a couple of you guys like fill it up like 5, 10, 15 seconds and then it goes so high just straight up.
Oh, it goes and that's what you're supposed to cuz like everybody likes to see it go way high. Go ooh. Yeah.
What's the possibility of one of those coming up missing at PNC Park?
Could be head to the bottom. Yeah. Wait, we have one here. There's a t-shirt gun out there.
Nuh-uh.
I did see that.
Yeah, okay. It's not like one of the ones that we have, but like I think it might work.
Just exchange them out. Yeah. Oh, hey. Just exchange
We're
them
just
out.
We're just going to
just show you got a new and improved one.
It's a bazooka.
Hey, when Nardoni's doing his fucking laps, shoot
him with potatoes.
Yes. Yeah. Assume, now I could see you, though, like being up there, but outside the stadium texting Jared. I'm on the first baseline. Shoot it over there.
I mean, we've probably already been to like... I mean, we've been to 4 or 5 games already this year. Yeah. I texted him this last time he was working, and I said, "Hey, we're in this section. Get us with a T-shirt." And I was hoping like one of the other guys would see us with the cannon. Cool. Yeah.
It is very fun though.
How many times do you do that per game?
Twice a game. We have two. We have two tosses.
How many you fire?
10 per toss. So, shit, during a game because there's two. There's four total, so 40 shirts. About 40.
So what were you doing when you got booed?
There's another one. Sometimes we do this slingshot out
in
left field. That's
the
one I fucked up and got booed.
Uh-huh. I hope we can find that on video.
It would be great. And it was, again. There was literally not one empty seat out in that left field.
Oh, you know what? I mean, if the whole Pine Room crew was there, we'd have booed the shit out of
I kept saying I deserved it for sure. I don't give a fuck.
Have there been any? What are my odds as a random as a random pedestrian to get to be in a pierogi one day?
There has been a couple instances where we've had to suit up. I haven't got to do it yet, but we've had a few of
because the charity. Remember that once a year the Pirates do that. You call in.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they do that anymore.
I want to be a pierogi. I just want to smoke somebody. I just want to run as fast as
I can. It's legit.
Jalapeno hand. Are they the same person every time?
No, they change up sometimes. Some people that do it the same, but
this jalapeno Hannah. They've been flying.
Oh, yeah. Jalapeno Hannah, she's on a tear right now. She's on a tear.
She's the best one
right now? She's been pretty good. Her and Saul. Saul's been pretty good. Ollie's really struggling right now. Ollie Onion.
Are you ever going to do that?
I could possibly if...
What are your chances of winning?
But there's some fast fucking runners. Yeah.
Against Ollie, yes.
Against Ollie, yeah. Ollie, I could probably beat. I don't know about anybody else. But great. It's been
good. I got one
good.
Last question before you get in there, Chris. Oh. I just thought of this because all the Pine Room guys, another hypothetical. You're giving. It's the first weekend of NFL football. So there's NFL, there's some MLB, and there's college football. All right, remember that. You're given $100,000.
Oh, God.
Okay? You either have to put it on one spin of roulette, you have to put it on one hand of blackjack, or you have to put it on one three-game parlay.
Oh, man.
You have to. Like, you have to spend the $100,000 on those three things. What are you doing?
Do I get to choose red or black on roulette?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do roulette.
Are you? Yep. You're getting well, it over. You're getting
well,
it over.
That's probably your best odds. Yeah. I mean, you're 50-50.
Yeah.
You're getting it over with that fast.
Yep.
Wow.
Wait, this you said it was week one of college football?
Week one of NFL. So there's college
NFL.
Football. There's college football,
shit.
NFL, MLB, or you can take your chances on the
yeah, week game. One would be tougher because you don't. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say week one of college football, I might do a three-game parlay. I'd just play like, because usually everybody does those, you know, they're
the
out jokes, of conference, yes. Like
yeah,
bullshit
right.
games.
Or are we going to do this with the lines? Like, are you just paying?
No, you have you can pick winners.
Oh, yeah.
There's money line.
Oh, okay. Line. All right. Then I'm retracting.
Really?
I'm retracting.
You're
now.
Picking, like,
I
heavy
might do,
favorites?
Yeah, like yeah. Alabama versus yeah. the Citadel. Yeah. And
and then imagine how bad you would hate that team that cost you. Like,
oh, God.
Like, there was, like, a four-touchdown
it was
favorite.
Like a, it was like the fucking Appalachian State-Michigan
yes. yes.
upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that kind of.
Well, the $100,000 on a bet like that would bring you $7.
So, I mean, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're, that's yeah. true. Everything's literally. Minus yeah. 50,000.
Yeah, so it wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
anyway.
You know, that's. I might play my hand on blackjack. Jared, I might play a blackjack
be,
hand.
Could you imagine how mad you'd be if they flip you like a four and you see the dealer with a 10?
He's showing a 10, you get flipped a four, and then you get flipped like a two.
Just so start crying.
Just say, oh, well, man. And he flips an ace and you never had a shot.
I like how you come up with these scenarios.
I was just thinking of all you guys the other day. This is bad.
That's a good. That's
I was
a
thinking
good
of you guys in the
though.
Shower, but I literally thought about that. I was like, can you imagine?
Ooh, man.
All of us, you have to choose that week one. That'd be fun.
Can you imagine if all of us had $100,000 on something at the Pine Room?
Oh my God!
We're talking about a mess.
Oh God!
Jeez,
no, guys would
so we'd be
really...
rolling down the hill.
Uh-huh.
Oh Jesus!
So. Happy Pine Room season.
All right, Chris. Let's see what you got.
Well, Jeff, we touched on this on over the weekend. I had a couple of media-related topics here, and I don't know if you guys saw the WVU game Friday night when they had Randy Mazey first. I don't know what inning it was when they had the headphones on talking to him for that whole inning. And then that bottom of the next inning, then they had the Carolina coach. What's his name? Forbes?
Yeah, Coach Forbes, yeah.
But, like, Randy Mazey was gracious enough to give them a whole half of an inning. And I think WVU scored that inning.
They did.
It was a longer inning.
Yes.
Yeah, because Kyle West had a home run.
And I'm just thinking, why the fuck do they have to bug that guy for the whole inning? I mean, he was gracious enough to do it because if you remember in the bottom inning, then I think the Carolina guy, they gave up a run or something, and that guy took his headphones off, said something like, I got to cut this short. Because
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he didn't go the whole inning like Mazey did. I just think that's ridiculous that they require those guys to do that. I mean,
I feel like
especially for the super region.
Yeah, and I think I've noticed.
I just didn't like that.
I've noticed that. I think they're letting these guys go a little bit earlier whenever they want to. Because I remember it used to be the whole inning, even if they would score, and it would be like awkward. Or not, but there's actually, it's funny, Coach Jim Schlossnagel for, I think it's Texas A&M, they say whenever he puts on the headphones, something bad happens. It is amazing how many times this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he like almost doesn't want to do it anymore because every time he puts it on, something bad happens.
Yeah. Did the WVU and North Carolina, did the head coaches put it on when they were on offense?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what
Yeah, because Kyle West hit a home run.
Yeah, he hit the home run. I just, you know, these guys are so laser focused on trying to win these games, and he's got to take a whole half inning. Like you're right, that half inning was a long one.
See, here's my thought. I love the idea behind it, but you're right. They're locked in. Yeah. Like I can't imagine
during the regular season.
Yeah,
I think
it's
okay.
If it's a game,
Supers
in March,
is totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
And
Supers
I just
like,
don't like that. I just. You know, and like I said, he was gracious enough to give him the whole half inning, but that
it's just as cool for the listeners if you sit down with him 15 minutes before the game
and
show us a clip.
Yeah, like, right. Yeah, do a recorded interview.
Like,
and
I'm going to think that's just as cool as...
It's like we talked about before about with the... you know, the halftime interview, coach come right off the.
Oh, that's got to be infuriating.
You got to play better.
But even though you got to hear Randy Mazey talk, but did it enhance your enjoyment of the broadcast?
No.
I mean, I just want to see. I'll hear his quotes after the game and all that. And just same with the Carolina guy. They just get so much, you almost feel bad
for the coach.
Absolutely.
Like he's trying to, again, focus on the game, and he's got to take a whole half inning to go.
I wish there would be an incident sometime where they're interviewing a coach and they get screwed on a call, and he just rips those fucking things off his head, throws down, and just say, "What the fuck is going on here?" or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, because it seemed like, you know, they kind of have to be kind of reserved with their emotions because they're trying to be, you know, the professional on TV. I'm a traditionalist like you. I'm old school. I don't need that. I don't need that perspective during the game.
And I tell you, the other part about that is we forget that there's people's livelihoods on the line. I'm not saying just with that individual game, but you talk about if somebody's on the chopping block or something like that. And I'm super regional is probably not fair because if you're making that far, obviously you're having a good season. But there's also probably a little bit of bonus money.
Yeah,
like
guys'
contracts and stuff like that. They win games that far along. The fact of the matter, I mean, they're supporting their families. I mean, there's a lot riding
that.
I mean,
that's a good point.
I don't know if I like that. I agree, Chris.
Yeah, and I know they probably, you know, feel obligated. Maybe they are obligated to do it. But I bet sometimes when that's over, they're like, Jesus Christ,
that was fucking dumb.
Yeah, it was dumb, and what a waste of time. And you know, I don't know. I wish they didn't do that stuff. The meaningless after the halftime interview and whatnot. It just to me, it's unnecessary.
I love the questions. Like, so you guys talked about the halftime. You know, somebody just got done shoving the ball down my throat and ran for 200 yards in the first half, and they go, "What are you guys going to do?" Well, I'm going to stop the fucking run. How's that sound? Like, I mean, they ask the most obvious questions.
It's so bad.
I mean, it's just, come on. And here's the deal. You can't reinvent the wheel on questions. I understand that. So just do away with it. I mean, it doesn't matter.
That or I think they should just ask questions that aren't even relevant to football. Irrelevant to the game. Just be like, hey, coach, what are you going to go eat after the game?
What did you think of that 747 that flew over in the first quarter and it was real low, or just anything?
And then people would complain, probably say, oh, well, they're trying to focus on football. Well,
that's true. That's a good point.
Well, speaking of mic'd up, did you guys see that the other day when Kike Hernandez for the Dodgers was mic'd up and he made an error they were doing an interview while he was playing third base, and while they were doing the interview, he made an error.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
What'd he say?
It was just, he didn't say anything after. It was so awkward. Like, it just, like, because the broadcasters didn't know what to say, and then he didn't know what to say. So silent because stupid Apple TV wants to do an interview to a player while he's on the field.
Wow.
I think it's absurd. An outfielder, I think, is okay. You can do an outfielder because they're not. Infielder, I think, especially third base. Absolutely no way you can do that.
I think he was playing third base.
And the outfield I think is fine. You can do the outfield. That's cool because they're far away from the play. And it's cool when they go and they can catch a fly ball while they're mic'd up. But I think infield, no way. Maybe second base, possibly, you could do it because it's not as intense, but short and third, no way.
Somebody swallows a ball.
Yeah.
Can you imagine on live air you're interviewing a question and all of a sudden a rope comes your way and you don't react because you're talking to
100%.
Somebody?
It's
absurd.
Yeah, it really is. And I actually think that the air actually hit Kike in the nuts. That's why he was... I think that's why he was so quiet. It was a horrible play. I think that guy stinks. Sorry.
Although I think it would be...
Michael's teammate, but...
Kind of fun to have the catcher mic'd up.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
just to see what that would be like. But I don't know. To me, that's just something that I could do without. But,
yeah, that it is.
The other thing, and it's also a media thing. What do you guys think about? And I know you've talked about Caitlin Clark before and all the hate directed toward her. But did you see after the game that they played, I think it was Friday when they won, they beat the Washington Mystics. And after the game, I saw it on YouTube. It was like an 8-minute interview post game with Caitlin Clark and her teammate, Kelsey Mitchell, who I don't think she really likes Caitlin Clark. I don't know anybody. But watching this, and did we talk about that Saturday?
We did.
A little bit?
Yes, sir.
The fucking dumbasses in the media. I don't know how many were in there, but every fucking question that they asked was directed at Caitlin Clark.
So you can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I think that's wrong.
And you could tell that she was getting uncomfortable. Cause
yeah, because her teammates are sitting right next
to
her.
And that girl, they had the stat sheet, so she just keeps looking at it. And I never once heard any of those media people say, Kelsey, this is for you. They would just say for either of you to answer it. And Caitlin kept answering. Not that she was trying to hog the spotlight, but... finally, they asked one of the last questions, and Caitlin Clark just said that that's for her, and it was just so awkward, and it's no wonder that she's getting so much hate, because the press conference was all about her. Yeah. And it's not her doing.
That's the thing, I feel so bad for Caitlin Clark because she's such a good player. And the attention and the hate she's getting is not her fault. Mm-hmm. None of it is her fault. It's not like she's out there begging for attention. I mean, the attention's on her. And I think it's amazing that she was left off the Olympic team.
What are they thinking? That's crazy. That is an unbelievably bad move.
That's crazy. Well, I don't really.
Yeah, it's idiotic. And you think to yourself, well, this league has never made a fucking dime in, what, 26 years? Mm-hmm. So now they got somebody like Caitlin Clark,
where you can capitalize off of all of it right now.
They're all going to benefit as a whole.
And then they miss that boat. When I heard that, I went and looked. I was like, oh, this has to be justifiable. Like her stats have to be. She's got to be struggling bad. She's like 13th in scoring, like second in the league, and
almost averaging like an assist.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, now it is justifiable to put her on. Like she has to make this team if you're USA.
One of the
Barstool guys said she's like. She must be part Italian or something. They said she should go play for the Italy team. Like,
oh, yeah, I've heard people say
hilarious. That'd be unbelievable.
Yeah, so.
But I just, from a business standpoint, now these girls suddenly now are, I don't know if they all are, but aren't they got private flights?
No, they said charters? they're doing charters, I think is what they said.
Yeah, so they get that. And, you know, I read that Kelsey Mitchell, because these bitches are so fucking selfish. They don't like her. They don't even embrace her. It looks like they hate this girl, and they're so jealous.
I think the hatred towards her is incredible right now. She's the reason why all of you are probably getting paid more, mm-hmm. probably getting treated better mm-hmm. on away games, getting probably fed better, housed better, you name it. She's the reason for all this. But I like it that she's like the bad guy, and they're going after her. I think it's awesome to watch. It makes you want to turn the TV on and watch it.
The league and the media seem to create this. But I thought she handled that.
She did.
That snub, very well. That was great.
Very well. Yep.
Yeah. I forget what she said. It was something. She texted her coach and was like, "They forget what she said. It was something like
they woke up a bear or something.
I forget like what it was.
But I did read the backlash, because they were commenting on that. Coach should have just kept their mouth shut and just say, yes, she texted me. But she kind of told them what she said.
Yeah, like, that's private. I mean, come on.
I agree.
She probably doesn't like her either. But she handled that very well, just saying, you know, good for them. I'll work harder and, you know, in 4 years, maybe make the team. But I just from a business standpoint, I saw Portnoy screaming about that.
He did.
I think Stephen A was going off about it too.
We've talked about this a million times, so I apologize for the redundancy. I just don't understand how people hate greatness. It still bothers me. I understand the fact of matter that you maybe are a little jet or whatever the case might be, but just to hate somebody because they're really good at what they do just really shows a lot about you as an individual, in my personal opinion.
You got to respect it.
You don't have to like them, but you have to. There's a respect factor. Yeah. Obviously, granted, there's a lot of people that are born with God-given talent, and I understand that. But at the end of the day, these people are working really, really hard at their craft. And I'm not even saying just sports. If you're a really good lawyer, you're a really good nurse, or whatever the case might be, and you work really hard at it, and people hate you because of that. Fuck off. It's just so dumb.
The general consensus is, and it's not a secret. If she was black and if she was a lesbian, they would embrace that girl like crazy.
And you know what?
That's the fucking truth, because they were saying. I heard one of the girls, I don't know, that was on the team that got chosen. It might have been Taurasi or whatever, saying, well, you know, she hasn't earned it yet, and, you know, rookies don't make the team. Well, Brianna Stort made it as a rookie. Diana Taurasi did, and there was another girl that made it years ago. And I'm like,
that is such a sorry excuse. It really is. It really is. I mean, literally every single human on the planet knows that Caitlin Clark is good enough to play in the Olympics.
She might not be the best player in the league, but goddammit, she's worthy.
She's not off to the greatest start of her career. I mean, obviously it's going to take some adjustment to play in the WNBA from college, but everybody knows she's good enough to play.
And what's crazy about that is, like, she's averaging like 16 points a game right now.
Yeah.
So it's not even
and
like
they're harassing. It's not even like I've never seen teams play defense
but
like
that's
that.
It's awesome. I think it is awesome how they're treating her. With they're treating her like she's the best player in the league. Like,
yeah.
I think
it is awesome what she's done for women's sports. I think it's great. Literally because 100%. Of her, because of one girl. She has made such an incredible impact on that sport.
Yeah,
like
forever.
And like now you want to tune in
now you
to
need,
watch her.
Now you almost need like you almost need another you don't need Caitlin Clark in four more years to come through college basketball, but you need someone almost of that caliber, like 3 or 4 years from now, mm-hmm. just to keep elevating it. Now it's like, well, we'll turn the WNBA on and watch Caitlin Clark for the Indiana Fever or we'll watch somebody else on another team.
I don't know if you guys can probably answer this. But I never remember hearing about women's basketball. But this class, besides Caitlin Clark, how good some of these girls are, like Paige Beckers, yeah. Cameron Brink, the girl from South Carolina, Cardoso, mm-hmm. like all of those girls. I don't ever remember they're not all the same age, but like that whole mm-hmm. group, how good they are.
Well, I would agree.
No, I agree too. But most of those girls, I mean, their stats aren't that great. I mean, Cardoso's hurt. I think Angel Reese averages like 9 points a game. Mm-hmm. I just fail to understand why that. Like, I've never heard anybody. They probably said I just haven't heard it, but just embrace her and say, look, it's great for the league. We're all going to benefit. It's just like they're so selfish and they don't want her to succeed. But I have not. And I probably won't the rest of this season. I only turned that game on because she was in it. Mm-hmm. If it was Angel Reese and Cardoso or whatever, I probably won't
yeah,
turn
I don't,
it on.
Yeah.
But it was because of Caitlin Clark. Yeah.
She's just that. That's the effect. Maybe she's our next. Should be our next jersey in the Pine Room, which we're our next office. We'll get our jerseys hung up that we have.
Jeez, I mean, God, if we had her on, somehow we got her as a guest, we'd probably get backlash because everybody, you know, hates her. You know, and getting back to the equality, you know, these girls were talking about, well, we want to get paid more. But I saw that the Kelsey Mitchell. Now the WNBA season isn't terribly long, isn't it?
No, like I think 40 games. Yeah, and I think it's very. I mean, shit, they've already played what. Fucking
by 10 or 12, 15 games.
Maybe.
Christ, they get drafted and they play the next week.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. Indiana Fever's played like fucking 12 games in like 14 days.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Yeah, they did. But Kelsey Mitchell, and I don't know if this is the low end, but her salary is over $200,000. Now, I mean, I know that, but okay, you're getting to play a game. Fuck. You're flying around the country.
That's
like
unreal.
You said, Soup, you're staying in nice hotels. You're getting fed.
Because of Caitlin Clark. Like, I'm sure you were staying nice places before because you're a pro athlete. But
go out in the real world and find that kind of job and
good luck. You better be a lawyer. You better be a really good surgeon. You better you better be a dentist. Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, my God, I just don't understand it.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just befuddled. It just makes me.
I love
shake
that word.
That's a good word.
I love that word. Did you guys see? Can you imagine also being Angel Reese? Did you see the interview with her when she came out and she said, "I just can't imagine being this person either." I understand maybe you're not getting the attention you want, but I can't believe that you would let it be known that you're not getting the attention. Did you see where she said?
Yeah,
because here's my thing.
That was crazy.
Here's my thing. Angel Reese, did you do a good job of getting all of us to tune in as well? Yes.
1,000%.
But you don't need to go out there and say, everyone in America watches this sport because of me too.
Yeah, like, come on.
Not just one time.
Come on.
Anytime you throw that me into it, like when you're talking about yourself, you lost.
Lost.
Like,
100%. That's a good
Caitlin
point,
Clark,
Soup. You lost.
Caitlin Clark is probably so far in your head that maybe you're not getting all the media attention that Caitlin's getting. Okay, go score more points. Like, go get more rebounds. Be a better player. Like, it's not that
difficult. It's pretty simple, right?
I didn't realize that the Fever, they're only 3-10.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they're a bad team.
So is Chicago. They've played. The Fever's played 13 games. Sky's only played 10. Dream's played 9. Liberty's played 13. Guys, because probably Sabrina Ionescu, who is also a great player. She was kind of before the. that like the younger girls, but man, they're 3-10. They got to get going. Let's go.
Who does?
We should go to a game.
Angel Reese plays for
L.A. Sky.
Chicago.
But does the Cardoso play for them too?
Yes.
They're on the same
team. That's crazy.
Because they said that nobody else would ever get a rebound.
Yeah, but Cardoso got picked ahead of her. That's what,
yes, Cardoso was, what, two maybe?
I think she was number two. And I just think...
Brent's L.A., right?
Yeah, she's on the
she's
Sparks.
She's averaging 5 points. How tall is she? She's only
she's
averaging
tall.
Five.
It's like 6'7".
She's real tall. Yes.
You know, I don't know. I just
she's kind of hot, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is she 6'7"?
I think.
She's
I'm pretty
tall
sure.
Girl,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Tall
she,
girl.
Got,
she's like as tall. I saw a picture of her and like Jimmy Butler. They're like same height.
Someone Jeff, said, you know what?
She was right next to Shohei. I still haven't seen the interview.
Oh, 6'4".
She met Shohei and I got to go watch the interview, but I think Shohei was speaking English back to her like pretty well. And someone said Shohei learns English as soon as he meets her.
Yeah. Because he knew nothing about the game. He couldn't talk during the gambling thing.
I'm sure he speaks great English, but I mean, I wouldn't want to have to speak to him.
Hey, he's
got to
learn
right
English now that his interpreter's in jail.
Yeah, it's gone, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Former Bucca Tucapita Marcano got banned for gambling. Do you think we'll see more of that, like within
imagine.
The next year?
None of this surprises me. None of it.
No, I can't believe that Tucapita Marcano was betting on the Pirates. While he was on.
Did you see how bad he did?
He won like
4%.
Yeah, he won like and he was like one game.
That's bad.
That's hilarious.
So bad. We do.
You
least
deserve
least
to lose money.
At least
you
we do. Know we're better than Tucapita.
Yeah, Tucapita. He was not a very good bettor. I think he was with. Was he betting on DraftKings?
I don't know. That's hilarious.
I forget who it was that flagged the, like they flagged one of the bets and found out it was him.
It just shows you how fucking dumb somebody is.
Like, come on.
How can they be that dumb?
I mean, honestly, like at the end of the day, if I'm worth millions of dollars, I'm paying one of you guys to take care of all that stuff for me. I have no track record. Nothing. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just insane.
Well, when people were,
you're playing first base for the Royals, and you text Soup earlier in the day, said we're going to beat shit out of the White Sox, put $100,000 on it.
I definitely wouldn't text.
Yeah. Sure. Or however you
like, but here's the deal. Yeah, there would be fine. I mean, if I'm going to be dirty, I'm going to be clean when I'm being dirty.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they deserve, like, once again, they deserve every fucking thing that comes
out. Do you like how the boxers can do it? I think that's sick.
Yeah, you can only bet on yourself to win.
I think golfers should get to do it too a little bit if they can just bet on themselves.
Actually, I'm not even sure that I knew this about boxing.
I think it's sick.
Yeah,
that's
how
Floyd made hundreds of millions
of
dollars.
You know what? I take that back. I did know that.
Yeah, Garcia
recently did the whole, he's a genius for this, played the whole, I'm drinking too much, I'm smoking too much in the media.
I forgot about that.
Like, he's got the cameras on him, like, looks out of shape, like, his odds keep getting worse and worse, like plus 100, plus 200, plus 300, plus 400. He lets the odds get all the way down. He knows he's going to win the fight, hammers himself. I think he put $100,000 on himself to win.
I think that's the limit. I think you can put $100,000 on yourself
to win. Boxing?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I might need citation on that. But
you do that in MMA too?
I don't know if you can do it. I think just boxing. I don't know.
Why can't you golf? You should get to bet
golf,
on yourself.
I would agree.
You know how sick that would be to know Scotty put $100,000 on himself versus, I don't know, Xander?
Man, how tennis, fucking good way. Is he?
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, you should be able to do tennis. I would agree.
Tennis would be sick.
Yeah, like team. And people were mad and saying, like, why does this get a lifetime ban? Like, when people have had domestic disputes or whatever, this and that, steroids. But this affects the integrity of the game. Mm-hmm. If you're betting on the team to lose, I mean, the actual game itself is.
Wait, did Tucapita bet on the Buccas to lose?
I think to win. Okay. I think. I'd have to look.
And a lot of times they lost. A lot.
Yeah, we were bad when
betting
he was
on your team to lose is hilarious. If you do that, that's bad. That's really bad.
Wow. As a teammate, wouldn't be fucking jacked off.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
And that if you knew that your teammate was betting on us to lose.
Oh.
I'd be honest, you're lucky he don't get put in a fucking corner and bring the boots in on that time, you know what I mean?
Or if you're Marcano and you got a hell of a hefty bet riding on a game and your buddy strikes out with bases loaded and you lose the fucking game. You're pissed off at that guy.
100%.
Well, last college football season, a wide receiver got in trouble for it, didn't he? Or did he go in the NFL and then they found out he was betting?
Who was that?
Because his were hilarious. He bet on his team to win.
I think he was betting on all of his props.
Yeah, he was betting on his props, and like he didn't get the ball thrown to him. And you saw a video
Clemson
of him.
Kid?
I think. And he was,
shoot,
he
I
was
remember
over,
that.
He was over in the sideline, like they were up by 40 or something, and he was mad he didn't get the ball.
Well, it's just absurd. I mean, because when they start legalizing all this, you knew this was going to
happen. Yeah, what do they expect? I mean, shit. I mean, here's the deal, and I think any of us would be fools if we don't think this has been going on for fucking the eternity of gambling and sports. I mean,
so this was from, this is so fucking funny. This is from the New York Post, and the headline, Tucapita Marcano lost every single Pirates bet that got him banned from MLB for life. The Padres infielder who was banned for betting on Pirates games while he was assigned to their major league club last year did not win any of the 25 bets he placed on Pittsburgh and barely won any of his 231 MLB-related bets.
Wow.
Consistent with Marcano's overall baseball betting activity, almost all of Marcano's Pirates bets were on which club the Pirates or their opponent would win the game or whether there would be more or less than a certain number of runs scored in the game. So ultimately, Marcano lost all of his parlays involving the Pirates and only won 4.3% of all of his MLB-related bets.
That's crazy.
It is
crazy. I mean, he's a worse better than he is baseball player.
Oh, Jesus. And he wasn't
that's kind of bad to do, too. That's hard to do, too, right?
Really, so, Jared, will he go to, like, Korea and play now? Or
I would imagine, probably. He'll go over and join Gregory Polanco.
That's where he's at right now?
He's in Japan, yeah.
Well, Jared, who was Marcano with at the time?
The Padres. When he got banned?
Yeah, I mean, is he because the Pirates
let him go? Or no, he got traded
because he got hurt, right?
Yeah, no, you know what? I think he got
he was hurt last
looked
year.
This up. He got traded to the Pirates in the Swinsky or shit. What was that deal? I think he came over with Swinsky in the Musgrove trade. He was with Swinsky, and then I think they DFA'd him at the end of last year, I believe.
Okay. All right. So is he on a team now?
He was with the Padres.
Okay. Prior to him getting
banned. He was with
gotcha.
That's so sad.
Dumbass. He probably went right over to the Rivers Casino and said, "Hey, crazy. with a hood on and
it's not me."
I mean,
it's not me.
The golden rule. Like,
yeah, it is the golden rule, honestly.
I don't get what these – I mean, they must just think they can get away with it.
Bigger than the game, Chris. Bigger than the game. Obviously not, because he don't have a game to play anymore.
You're right. Mm. You're right.
Well, I don't know. Shohei skated.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, like you said, he couldn't speak English all of a sudden, so that's pretty cool.
He knows now.
Yeah, no, right?
That's crazy.
Put a hot blonde in front of him. He knows how to speak some
that's
game.
That's right.
Yeah, would. We'd all be able to speak that way, right?
Chris, you got any more for us?
No, I didn't have time to. I heard about the Hunter Biden thing today, but I didn't really get to follow up.
What
on
was
that. He's guilty on everything on that?
That's right.
Yeah, gun charges.
Gun charges. Yeah.
Is that all it was? Gun.
This time he'll be up for tax. I think coming up in this next court.
So basically, Hunter Biden did everything. Has done everything wrong.
Probably. I mean, I can't make that a cookie cutter statement, but it sounds to me like there's a lot.
Or he's done a lot. He's done a lot of bad things.
Would any of you go into politics at any point?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so. Because as soon as you get in, you're a fucking bad guy. Doesn't matter how nice you are or how good of a guy you are. You're
unfortunately my closet. I wouldn't. Yeah,
I'm too soft to go into it.
Speaking of Hunter Biden, that guy, he looks like.
Slime.
He just looks like a fucking asshole.
I would agree.
He looks like a complete dickhead. Like he'd be a guy that, like a lawyer would say, I'll save you. I can do this. Arrogance. I can do that. And he stab you right in the back.
Think about the lifestyle he's lived, though. He's had Golden Spoon his whole life. So the fact that he probably has gotten out of everything that he's done. So now you know what? Now fucking karma's a bitch, buddy. Good luck.
Hey,
good luck.
So what kind of time? I mean, negative
for him. I mean, I don't think any of it's good, but he'll go to a federal prison. It won't be anything like some hardcore criminal shit. You know what I mean? He'll live the
he'll
best.
Have something like this here. You know, have a couch. Four
what
TVs.
Do you think? What do you think Trump's cell would look like?
For Christ, I don't know. They'd want to put him in a goddamn dog cage.
Imagine if he actually served as president from a jail cell. Because you can do that.
You can?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, even
so
if
he could get elected in November, then they could put him in jail and he could still be the president.
That would be fucking
awesome.
That would
be unbelievable.
But he's got to go everywhere in handcuffs.
Unfortunately, we're already kind of a laughing stock around the world. I don't think we need all that.
Wait, no, that would be bad. They can just put a cell in the White House, I guess.
There you go, right?
Lock him in the Oval Office.
Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Soup, you said that about, but like, I didn't really even give politics a thought, probably till Trump got in office. And then once, you know, no sooner was he in office in, what was it, 2016? Like the next week, I hear him talking about impeachment. And that's when I started to follow it. But even prior to that, like, people would always make comments about politicians that I never really understood. But now that I understand, like, how greasy some of these fuckers are. Not some, most. And it's just like, man, you get a – I mean, I know there's probably some good ones that want to do well for their – for the voters and their communities and cities. But, Jesus, I mean, how do you not have a bad opinion of those guys?
Oh, my gosh. What? So, like, awful. If I wanted to get into politics, wonder, like, what would be the first step for me? Like
– City council.
City council. Mm-hmm. And then probably work up to, like –
kind of like what your guy's boy Elliot's doing.
Yeah, just kind of go like city council or maybe like even like the wards, like mm-hmm. how you can do that in Warwood. Like,
they just
go there, city council, maybe mayor.
I think your background helps.
Governor.
You know, obviously, being a lawyer or something on those lines probably helps those causes.
Probably go what? Then it would go, if you were working up, you would probably go like
state level,
Senate, governor, probably. Mm-hmm. Then
once you become, you know, you get a lot of experience and you're well thought of and you're done a good job, then you probably the special interest groups come calling, hon.
Yep.
Hey, Jerry, look at this briefcase in here, buddy.
I was Big Jim.
And power tickets.
Hey, yeah. Oh, okay.
Any all kind of.
I think I wish Big Jim would run for president. I'd vote for
Baby
Big
Dog.
Jim. Baby Dog would be vice president.
I'm a fan. I like him.
I like Big Jim.
I do,
Jim.
Too.
He came to West Lib. He's been to West Lib. Yeah. That person won a car.
He won that car. You remember that vaccine? Oh, remember that vaccine thing?
Yes.
That where if you got vaccinated, you had a chance to win an Audi? Yeah. The winner was from West Lib.
Wonder if they ever took that car.
I remember seeing it on campus.
What do you
campus.
Mean by take it? As in?
Like accepted?
Like, oh, accepted. I'm sure he had to have paid like a tax or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was a girl. It was a girl. She played soccer. I never forget that. He was on the soccer field and he's sitting there and he had Baby Dog there and there's a video of him. He goes, yeah, let's go Toppers.
Yeah.
He's a big man, right?
Oh, like he is fucking huge.
I think he's been six, like, seven, I've six, seen. Eight
well,
guy.
He, I don't think he, does he coach basketball anymore?
He does. Oh,
does
I don't
he
know
still?
Greenbrier East.
Does he, do you know if he still does it?
Up until a year or two ago, he did. Yeah, but I remember the first time I ever saw the guy, and Emily was playing a travel ball. She was probably, it was probably between maybe sophomore junior year, and it was in the summer and they went to like a camp, so we were down at St. Albans and we had to play Greenbrier East. It's just a summer pickup shit. And then here comes a big giant, you know, cop car, and the guy brings in, like, his two security guys bring in like a big like a computer desk chair with wheels on it.
It's amazing.
And they just sit it down, and here comes Big Jim. Fucking guy's a monster.
He is a man.
How big? Like six.
I want to say they.
No,
say
he's
I
think six, seven.
I think he's six,
six, seven.
I think he's.
That's
six,
not an exaggeration.
He's, I think I want to say he's like 6'6", 6'7", 400 pounds. He is immense. He's honestly immense.
And they say the whole reason for the chair is he does not like, since he's such a large man. I'm sure it's probably some of it's tiresome too. Doesn't want to sit there and stand. But they say a lot of it he hates the tower for people the way he does. So he tries to come down on their level to sit.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I just did. But I always liked Jim.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I don't think I don't know if I've ever like shook his hand or anything. But I mean, just being I just remember. One of my like earliest memories of him was during COVID when he says, "What did he say?"
The daily debriefing.
When he would come on the TV, it actually was kind of fun when he would come on and you would wait to see what he would say, what was going on. And he said, "What did he say? Something about the fucking."
Oh yeah,
what did
he
dropped
say? F-bomb.
He said, "Follow the fucking guidelines."
That's
Yeah.
Jim said that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I didn't know he spent the money. Sorry to interrupt you. I didn't know he spent the money for the Saints training camp in Greenbrier. He says at six, I looked up Jim Justice's height, and it says he is 6'7" tall. Justice is a lifelong fan of the New Orleans Saints and the National Football League and spent $30 million to develop a training camp for the team to use in 2014 at the Greenbrier.
You know the Browns were down there last year.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they went down there. And remember when they had that PGA tournament down there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then he would give out, $100 bills if somebody got a – On a certain hole. I don't know if it was a hole in one or it was a par three. It's something. But I remember they said he'd go around and the golfer needed to do, all the people would get $100 on
that. See,
hole.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jim was handing out
I love it. Actually, my favorite thing is when people say that he's dumb. You know what?
Hell,
I want to be. Yeah. I want to be a dumb billionaire.
He ain't dumb.
Yeah. I want to be a dumb billionaire.
Is he West Virginia's only billionaire?
Yes, I think so.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah. Really? I put it this way. I know that he is. He's hands down the richest guy because when they put up billionaires per state, they always list him. So maybe I misconstrued that he's the only billionaire. But
no. Have you been to that facility?
I have not, but I heard it's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, I heard it's awesome.
I've been there once, and it was nice. So, but at that course down, well, I don't know how many courses they have, but it you got to ride by. And I know there's a handful of golfers that have homes down there. I think Bubba Watson was one of them.
Okay,
so, pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah,
we need to West by God.
Hey, Pine Room, next West Virginia's next billionaire.
Oh,
facts. How about this?
Oh, the Pine Sheet.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Hell with millions.
LLC. Billy,
we're going straight to B.
Hell with the
Fuck
M.
The M.
Go with the B.
Yeah. But I think I think that'll about wrap us up here for episode 112. That was a quick flow.
Yeah. Good work, Chris.
Season two soon.
Nice to be
Season
in.
Two, maybe soon. We got a special partnership, I think, probably we can announce in about... Bet a few weeks,
yeah,
probably.
July 1, maybe.
Yeah, it starts for a pretty cool partnership with a neat place that'll be it'll be a cool one for us. That's a good one. Again, Pine Room Lager 2 is back out.
If you live in West Virginia and you want Pine Room Lager 2 in your bar or in your restaurant, get a hold of us.
Yeah, we'll hook you up.
Make it happen. Yeah,
or just go to your local gas station or Kroger or
and beg for it.
I don't know what else store would have it.
And if you didn't like it, and I haven't tasted it, so I've got to give full disclosure there. But from what everybody's talking about, if you truly didn't like the first one, don't let that sour you. At least give the second one a try. Because and I don't understand the whole beer production thing, but I guess from my understanding, there is an art to it. And from a standpoint, they have to try to keep on improving as things go on. And I guess as vats more volume, it gets a little bit better as it goes.
Yeah, and the kind of that bite that was in the first one has kind of got out of it. Hey, we won second place at the Brewfest for a reason.
Yes,
our trophy's up here on the wall.
And full disclosure, I liked the first one, I don't want it to be like it was some bad
thing, and I still gotta try it. I haven't had the chance to try it yet. So again, Pine Room Lager 2 out. Pega 3-on-3 basketball tournament, we're gonna be involved with that on June 29th. We'll be there broadcasting. That's another thing coming up. That'll be a good thing. Perry Galloway Foundation, that's gonna be a cool thing that we're a part of. Going to live stream a few games and
professional football players will be there.
Yeah, it'll be a good day.
Five grand's on the line.
Yeah. So that's a cool thing we're involved in. And I think as of now, just be on the lookout for some more content coming out. I think that's pretty much it. Anything else? Closing remarks?
It's just a pleasure to be joined with you guys. Yeah, and steering the ship for the first time that I've done this.
Feels good to be back.
I hope everybody has a good Father's Day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Jeff, maybe we just reminded
Day.
You.
I got you, brother. Yeah.
Right and back you guys you. Be good to your dads, and let's all have a happy Father's Day on Sunday.
Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there and all those fathers that don't know their fathers.
Right.
So Jared.
That's right.
All right. That's a wrap, right?
That's it.
112
out, people. Peace out.
Good night. Later.